days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please do be seated. In one sense, as we go on a journey together, we are creating the road that we travel on. Yet those other paths, other hidden paths, were trodden by those who followed the God who called them to the journey, who gave themselves to preparing a way for the one who came into the world to walk with us. So what path are you on this Advent season? What do you find along the way? What can help you create the road as you go? Who in your past or perhaps your present has helped to shape the path and provided inspiration to walk it in the way that is uniquely you? But then how might you prepare the way and become part of the way for Jesus who comes for us and others who choose to follow him? Advent is the season that invites each of us to lift up our heads, raise up our eyes, look towards the horizon, and start to dream of the way in which Jesus will come to us. And that's an amazingly hopeful invitation for all of us. In calling us to look towards the horizon, Advent doesn't take us away from the present, and it doesn't ask us to try and avoid the world around us. Advent instead invites us to stand in the thick of life and open our heart to the road that Jesus wants us to take. Not only for us, but for Jesus to take root in us and be with us. Because when he comes, the horizon that he appears on is not so distant after all. The place where he shows up is always in our very midst. Now, the wilderness is often seen as a very deserted and a very lonely kind of a place. It's the sort of place where no one wants to find themselves. The wilderness brings up ideas of it being a place where there's perhaps no food, very little water, no path to follow, no end to the wilderness. Yet I want to suggest to you that the wilderness, instead of being a frightening place, can actually be a place of opportunity. Bizarre as it sounds, the wilderness experience can be a really good thing. We have all known over the last 2.5 years what it's like to go through that wilderness experience. We've all known what it's like to live with lockdown. And for many of us, lockdown caused us to deny or have denied to us those opportunities that we would have to go out and socialize with other people. Lockdown caused us to suddenly become a bit more introspective. And for many Christians, worship, instead of being in church, started taking place online. And perhaps we had more opportunity to examine our relationship with the church, find out how God is speaking to us, and ultimately decide what it is that we want from our church. I know when lockdown began in March 2020, I was in rural Norfolk, and I was trying to lead a group of 8 churches without a team rector, essentially on my own, in an area covering some 45 square miles, where there are 8 churches and nobody goes to visit each other. And being isolated in a little village caused me to become extremely lonely, to actually understand, I think, for myself, for the first time, what it means to be lonely. It caused me to re-examine my relationship with God, and it also caused me, perhaps, to try to understand what it is that I want from the church as well. And perhaps we're all on that journey of discovery. Perhaps lockdown taught you or gave you insights into your relationship with God, and perhaps gave you a sense of what you might have hoped for or dreamed for from your church for the future. And we're giving you this opportunity now to write down some of those thoughts, some of those dreams, some of those experiences over the next 3 weeks. We've given you all something to take away today. We've got something different for our younger people. So if you're under 25, put your hands up, and then we'll come round. Those who are pretending to be under 25, good luck. She is extremely perceptive. And we've got Mark at the back as well, men, please. And that's a sheet for you, because it's not just the adults that are on the journey, it's the young people as well. Lockdown gives us all a chance to discover our relationship with God afresh and also decide what it is that we want. So I'm inviting you to fill out and pray over these next couple of weeks. Discover what it is you want from your church, how you want to explore that relationship with God, how we can help you for the future. This is your opportunity for us to move a little bit further on our journey through the wilderness. I said it's a place of opportunity. It causes us to become a little bit more introspective, but also it helps us to discover what it is that we want from the future. And sometimes we feel as though we are spiritually far from God, or that our prayers sometimes just rise up into the air and don't hit anything. We may feel in the wilderness some kind of spiritual depression. We might find it difficult to actually find the joy of Jesus, because Jesus and even this season of Advent are about joy, they're about hope, and about expectation. Even in the wilderness experience, we might experience some kind of spiritual attack. We might undergo temptation. Those experiences might be the consequences of our own failures and our lack of attention to our relationship with God. And of course, we all get it wrong at times. And sometimes we just don't pay attention to what God is saying. But often, a wilderness experience will sometimes just appear from nowhere, perhaps as a time of testing from God to produce maturity in us. And sometimes those experiences follow what we can often term as a mountaintop experience, times when we feel particularly close to God or especially aware of his presence. And after such a high, the sudden plateau of a wilderness experience can make us feel particularly low. So what is it we're supposed to do? John the Baptist came to show the way. He demonstrates that God is faithful. Nothing can separate us from the love of God and God's goodness to us. Despite how it may feel at times, God does not abandon us. And we're not the first, nor will we be the last to suffer through such a season. Elijah and Job, if you read them in the Old Testament, all have those wilderness experiences. Jesus intentionally went into the wilderness before he began his ministry. He drew close to God in that place. It was a place where he was removed from all the distractions. He could experience a time of devotion. And even in his own wilderness experience, he was tempted by Satan. But we can follow his example of faithfulness and obedience to God despite our circumstances. So you've been in the wilderness. I get that. But how was it for you? What were the high points and what were the low points? During that time of lockdown, during that time of vacancy, did you learn anything about yourself? Did you learn what it is that you're looking for? Did you draw closer to Jesus, or did you feel remote and set apart? Are you in a place where you feel you actually want to reconnect? The wilderness can enhance the journey. If we're going to do it, then we all have to play our part. John the Baptist came to prepare the way. He preached a baptism of repentance. Repentance for the things that separate us from God in order that we are then able to draw closer to God. So during this Advent season, I invite us all just to reflect, repent, and find out what it is that's causing us to want to draw closer to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.